Gateway Christian Center. Experience life.
Hallelujah. Amen. I was enjoying all the presentation of the women, and I was praying in my heart that they would just continue so that the time would be over and I will not have to come and say anything. Amen. I'll just come and greet us. Amen. Hallelujah. We have a saying in law that may God forbid the day that a lawyer has nothing to say. And I think it's very applicable also to a pastor. It's very difficult for a pastor to have nothing to say. Hallelujah. So there's so much in my heart, and I'm working on a series, but at the same time, I want to honor today. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to just honor today. Today I was asking Pastor Aviva, I said, is it Women's Day? Is it not? Because they have many days. And I'm sure that there's going to be Daughter's Day very soon. And the Daughter's Day, there will be, are you getting me? There's going to be Daughter's Day. There's going to be Older Women's Day and Younger Women's Day. So they say it's Mother's Day. Hallelujah. So it's Mother's Day. Amen. So we celebrate you. And Proverbs, I'll just share something briefly with us this morning and then let us go. Proverbs chapter 31. Proverbs chapter 31. Proverbs chapter 31, verse 26. Proverbs 31, verse 26. The Bible says, she openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She openeth her mouth with what? With wisdom. Amen. Tonight, I just want to share just two thoughts with us. I don't have a title, but I can say that there's something that God gave every woman. Every woman has a strength. One of the major strengths that every woman has is her mouth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is her communicating, is her ability to speak. Hallelujah. Is a very powerful weapon, is a very powerful tool that God has given every woman. But not every woman knows how to use it. Or will I say most women don't know how to use it well or how to use it properly. If you see any woman in trouble, check 70% for the reason she's in trouble. It was because she said something. She said something inappropriate. She said something where she shouldn't say it. She said something in a way she shouldn't have said it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. At the same time, a woman can say things to you. A woman can say things to you that can uplift your spirit, that can literally change the atmosphere around you. Hallelujah. I've been struggling with this, but let me read to you. I was out of town most of the week. Then one of our sisters sent me a message. Let me see if I can find the message. Just a minute, please. It blessed me. So, she sent me a message. She didn't know I was out of town. Obviously, she might have discovered. This was the message. Good morning, sir. As usual, your absence is greatly felt. After just 2 days, it already feels unusually quiet around here. The atmosphere is never the same when you are away. Just checking on you, sir, and hoping you're doing well and resting too. If you get that kind of message, don't you want to come back home? You want to come back home? Yes. It's an ability God has given to a woman. A man will not send you this kind of message. A man will just send you, bros, hi now. Where you day? Hallelujah. God has given the woman a way with words. Are you hearing what I'm saying? He has given the woman a way of speaking. But that same tool is, when it is misused, can cause great trouble. The Bible says that the tongue is a little member of the body. And the Bible says that it is in James, if you can get it for me, James, I think chapter 3. The Bible says it is a world of fire. The Bible says it can do great damage. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you because it is your greatest strength. Hallelujah. Did you hear what I said? It is what? It is your greatest strength. And most of the time, it becomes your greatest weakness. And it's the same with everybody. Whatever is your strength, often tongues can turn and become your weakness. Use your tongue well. Recently, I was in a meeting. I was in a pastor's meeting, a pastor's conference. And one of the resource persons, you know, was teaching, and he said he was noticing some problems among his leaders, among his pastors. And so he kept wondering how he was going to address the problem. And so he was praying, and God said to him, gather the wives of the pastors. He said, the problem is where the wives of the pastors are. Gather the wives of the pastors. Do you know, I discovered in my short adult life that there is a way a woman will tell a man an issue. A problem that is not a problem can become a problem. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Yes. There's a way you can present a matter that it's something that is not a problem becomes a problem. So the Lord told him, he said, gather the women and spend time with them. He said that problem in the church ended when he began to talk with the women. Many of the things that men do in reality is at home. What you are seeing, the manifestation you are seeing on the outside is engineered from how things are said, things are done, things are presented in the house. God has given you a very powerful tool. A tool that shapes the home. You shape your children by what you say. Many men are suffering what the women told their children about their fathers. Many. Many. Many children, let me tell you something. I know a lot of people who grew up and said, my father was not the way my mother said he was. They didn't know until when they grew up and started dealing with the father. Then they discovered that the mother had brainwashed them about the father. When you see conflicts between a man and his wife, the children will all line up behind the mother. In most cases, it's very difficult to see the children lining up behind the father. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Would you see a man that will sit down to speak ill about his wife to his children? Really? The Bible says, take me back to Proverbs. The Bible says, she opened her mouth with wisdom. You know, the Bible says to us that we should be quick to listen and what? Slow to speak. Women, they are quick to talk and find it very difficult to listen. You can even be trying to do good to a woman. She's fighting because she has not had the time to listen to what you are trying to say. She opened her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. Let good come out of you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Let good come out of you. Nobody's life is perfect. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Nobody's life is perfect. There's nobody around you, anybody who is around you, that is giving you the idea that their life is perfect. It's not true. Nobody's life is perfect. There are good marriages, good homes, but no perfect ones. So let nobody deceive you that they are living a perfect life. And then you now live your life complaining every day about anything that is happening in your life. Learn the art of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. You know, I spoke about it some few weeks back. Learning to thank God. Learning to be appreciative. I was talking with a young man over the weekend. Sent me a message complaining. So he was saying in the complaint that he does this, he does that, he provides this, he provides that in his home. He said he now made a statement. He said, I know men who don't bring food to the house, who go and drink, who go and do this, who even collect money from their wives and go and drink. So after he finished speaking, I said, so you want me to praise you? You want me to praise you for... I said, why did you even get that kind of an example to use? Is that a standard to use? So you want me to clap for you because you are paying rent? Don't you know the Bible says that if a servant goes to the farm with his master and they farm together, the Bible says when they come back home, will the master not sit down? And then the servant will go and cook and bring it to his master. And he will wait upon his master while the master is eating. And the Bible says when the master is done eating, he will help the master to clean up. Then the Bible says when he leaves the place, the Bible says he should not expect anybody to say to him, well done. That he will say to himself that I am an unprofitable servant. I only did what I was supposed to do. So I said to him, because you paid house rent and you brought food, you want us to clap for you. I said, go and ask all your other brothers that are around. There is nothing different that you are doing that nobody else is doing. So by the time you are using that example, you don't understand scripture and you don't know where you stand as a proper man. But this is the point I'm trying to make to you. There are men who are not doing what your husbands are doing. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you hearing what I'm saying? There are men that are not doing it. I'm not even talking about those who are incapable of doing it. I'm talking about those who have the capacity to be able to have, but have decided not to do. And I'm not just talking about money. I'm talking about the little time they spend at home. I'm talking about the many things they do. There are a lot of people that don't do. Learn to thank God for what you have. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And the one that you don't have, lift it before the Lord. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? I used to know a woman. When she goes to buy something in the market, the way people know that her husband doesn't have work, when she goes to buy fish in the market, she'll tell the man selling fish, my husband is not working. I'm the only one who is struggling. That is that she's trying to get pity so that they can drop the price of the fish for her. If she goes to buy tomatoes, so everybody in the market knew that her husband was not working. I'm not telling you, I know the person. she opened her mouth with what? Wisdom. It's important that you understand that your mouth as a woman is influential. It was mouth Delilah used, finished Samson. Mouth. She said, you know the way she told him? You know there's a way a woman will tell you something. You will meditate for 3 days. You know when you read the story of Samson, you think that it was one evening the thing happened. No, the Bible says that she pressed on him for many days. We don't know whether it was 1 month, whether it was 2 months, whether it was a year. The Bible says she said to Samson, how can you say you love me when your heart is not with me? That's what finished Samson. So Samson told her the secret of his life in order to prove that he loves her. Hallelujah. God has given you a tool. Use it well. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Use it well. Use it well. Use it to encourage. Use it to uphold. Use it to uplift. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Use it well. Use it well. I don't want to spoil the atmosphere of the women's celebration because I carried one heavy message this morning. But I want to maintain the atmosphere. Praise God. Yes, I want to maintain the atmosphere of the celebration. They've done a very good job. Amen. So I want to maintain this atmosphere. You have another presentation again? You have something you are going to do? Is this the end? Doctor, is this the end of what you are doing? You have Thanksgiving. You are going to dance from this. We are not going to spoil this atmosphere. We will maintain this atmosphere. Praise God. Hallelujah. We will maintain this atmosphere. Praise God. But we appreciate you. We thank God for you. We thank God for what you bring. Hallelujah. We thank God for mothers. You know, we thank God for mothers. We thank God for mothers. I traveled, I was out of town, and my pastor's wife, who is like a mother to me, she was taking care of me like a baby from day one. Eh? And she was even gathering things for me to travel with. She went, she cut this, buy this one. So I called her, I said, Mommy, you have entered grandma mode. This mode that you are moving in is grandma mode. Praise the Lord. A woman thinks about your problem before you think about it for yourself. Hallelujah. She thinks about your problem before you even begin to think about the problem yourself. Hallelujah. A woman brings the softer part of life. Amen. The softer part of life. Have you know, I used to have a problem with all the women pastors. You're having program, serious spiritual program. They will come and say, are you enjoying yourself? Is it enjoyment we came to do? But you see, we're having, instead of them to say, are you getting blessed? They say, are you enjoying yourself? Is it enjoyment we come to? It's not when we come to here, it's not enjoyment. We are coming to be blessed. But it tells you something about the woman. Praise God. It tells you something about how she sees things. Are you enjoying yourself? Every time they say it, I say, all right. Praise God. Amen. There's something they bring. Hallelujah. There's something different they bring. There's an addition they bring that if you left us to ourselves, we will not be able to bring it. Hallelujah. Appreciate that part. Appreciate that part. Hallelujah. Appreciate that part. Appreciate that softness. Appreciate that beauty that they add. Appreciate the color that they bring. Praise God. And some of them go beyond that. Some of them also bring a supply to the table. Hallelujah. For every woman that labors. Let me tell you something. I said something to you in church, and let me say it again. The woman in her basic creation, the way God designed the woman, was not designed to take over the labor of the house. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? When a woman is taking over the responsibilities of a home, thank God for her. And the 21st century woman is both a man and a woman. The 21st century woman. No, look at it now. Look at the responsibilities the 21st century woman takes. Do you know that? Let's x-ray an average woman's life. Let's begin from waking up. An average woman will wake up 4 or 5 a.m. in the morning. Is that not so? Most, what is the man doing at that time? She will get the, she'll be getting the children ready, isn't it? What is the man doing? As she's getting the man ready, she's also preparing breakfast, isn't it? She's also getting ready for work. So that's how many things are being done at the same time. Three things being done at the same time. You will go to work with her. As you are going to work, she's also going to work, isn't it? And that is to say, if you have not, you are not like Uche na Pastor Uche. That's like if you are not like Pastor Uche, that she's bathing the baby, she's bathing herself, she's cooking, and she's carrying. That's if you are not like Pastor Uche. Hallelujah. Don't be like Pastor Uche. That's why he ran away from the service. Hallelujah. Amen. Then you come back from work at the same time. As you are coming back, what are you doing? You are cooking. You are doing assignments. I wanted to say, how many women are the primary people who do assignments? Well, don't raise your hand. Not in this service. I didn't ask you. Don't raise your hand. You are doing assignments. Isn't it so? Yes. What are we doing? Pressing phone. Or laptop. Or watching TV. Watching, that's the main thing we are doing. Hallelujah. And we finish dinner. Then what happens? The woman goes to clean, to wash it. Is that also? Put everything. Is that also? By that time, we've gone far. Appreciate the woman. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So the Bible says a wise woman does what? She builds what? Her own house. That's what it means to build. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Look at all the children that they were doing. All of them, even though I didn't like the slapping part, but all the children were saying, Mommy said, go and do your assignment. Isn't it so? Go and do your assignment. Go and do your assignment. Go and do your assignment. And let me close with this, that the younger women of this generation must learn. Are you hearing what I'm saying? All this Indomie lifestyle that you want to have. I used to tell young girls, all these girls that want to marry, I am happy for you, want to marry me. But marriage is tough. Marriage is tough. And it's very tough on the woman. You know, I used to wonder, Pastor Mila, this one that they say you marry, then you want to divorce, they say return bride price. Which one? If a lady stays 6 months in her house, the bride price has finished. Which bride price are you returning? Marriage is tough. Marriage is tough. Marriage is tough. Hallelujah. We appreciate you. Today is appreciation service. For all the mothers, today's appreciation service. Hallelujah. We appreciate you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord prosper you. May the Lord grant unto you the desires of your heart. May you not fail to see the reward of your labor in your own lifetime. May the Lord give you long life in the mighty name of Jesus. May the Lord keep your children. May He watch over them. May He be their shield and their buckler. May there not be one that is wayward. None will die early. In the mighty name of Jesus, may God grant you wisdom. May God grant you strength. May the Lord put a man in your life that is strong, that has the capacity to take up the things that needs to be done in your life in the name of Jesus. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you all. May the Lord be your shield and your buckler. May the Lord provide every need and answer every prayer. May the Lord bless the men that he has put in your lives so that you also will be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. May the Lord take shame out of your life. Anything that will bring you shame, may the Lord deliver you from it in the mighty name of Jesus. May the Lord bring massive provision in the name of Jesus. May the Lord secure your heart. Everything that brings fear, everything that brings perturbation, may the Lord deliver you from it. The counsel of the wicked shall not rest upon you. We bless you with the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and adds no sorrow. God bless you real good.
Gateway Christian Center. Experience life.